At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to this video. Today we are talking about the dumb, so stupid things that we believed as children. We asked our audience to submit the assumptions that they had when they were kids about the real world.
Yeah.
And we're going to be hearing them, reacting to them, and also sharing our own. And let me tell you, they're dumb, real stupid.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Shall we get into it?
Yes, I love dumb assumptions.
Okay. I was a pretty dumb kid. Yeah.
You were a dumb kid.
I feel like I'm a pretty dumb adult too, so yeah. I'm excited.
Guys, I sucked phones. Let's be real.
Excuse me?
You sucked phones?
Don't tell me you don't remember this.
Because the phones taste so good. Because the phone air on a corded phone.
I am so sorry.
I'm right there with you.
Okay, guys, sorry.
Tell me about sock phone.
I was homeschooled for a little bit, okay?
It's okay.
Tell me about sock phone. Sometimes if you had like an office phone or like a calculator or a remote and you just kind of put your mouth on the opening and you go... You could like taste the plastic.
It's like the plastic like circuitry kind of like.
Yeah.
No, I'm following it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that.
I wish I had one right now that I could.
Yeah. Anyone got any plastic we can suck on?
And then Shane was like, you know what? You should vape.
You would love this thing called vaping. All right. Should we hop in?
Let's go, Tom.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I got to Tom.
The most common submission.
Ooh.
I thought there was a tiny guy or gnome in the poles at traffic lights. Behind the button you pressed across the light, and he was controlling the lights changing.
Whoa.
The most common. People believe this gnome is there.
Wait. So you press a button, and they think that...
That's just where he's housed. That's his home.
But they think that this small creature presses a different button.
So he's controlling the traffic lights.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
But when you press the button, that's like him going, wait.
Yeah, well, I mean, that must have been super scary for somebody to think that there's someone in there when they press it, they go, wait.
I feel like I believed something similar when I was a kid of like, well, someone's doing this. It can't be automated. And especially in Ocean's 11 or whatever Ocean's heist movie where he's like, I'm going to turn all the lights green. Like he hacks the lights.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, whoa, he's the guy now. Yeah. Like he
just
was
a,
another
a computer guy looking at all the different traffic lights.
Yeah.
And there are people inside the cars in the movie Cars. So... Have you guys seen the illustration?
No.
Lightning McQueen? Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's real.
That's horrifying. Yeah.
There's a light pole shaped person inside.
Yeah, just really long, stretched out. Do you guys have any like little men, little guys elsewhere?
I don't know that when I was a kid, I was believing that there were little guys controlling things.
Mm. I thought I was in the Truman Show till I was like... Too old. That's also, I love it. There was cameras everywhere.
I did always think that like there was like a camera in the TV, like the things you're watching on TV. I thought maybe they could see you
because of like Dora talking to
you. Yeah, or like newscasters, they're like looking straight at you and stuff. So like,
you know, they were looking at you talking to me.
I thought when I was a kid, I was like, I could see them, they could see me, you know?
So do we think this is a stupid, or do we think it's kind of justified? I think it's childhood whimsy, I'll allow it.
It's reasonable.
I think I'm a little bit on maybe it's, not like stupid, but I'm like, yeah, they're pretty silly, you know?
It's reasonable or stupid, Trevor.
Okay, I'm choosing not to comment.
Hey, wake up, new drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine.
So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Stitch Fix. Let's talk about shopping, guys. I spent way too many hours doom scrolling through clothing options all the time. But this is where Stitch Fix comes in. Stitch Fix gives you a quick style quiz where you share your size, your vibes, aesthetic, and your budget. And then, ta-da, style magic, an entire wardrobe at your fingertips. Can you imagine? You're matched with a stylist who handles everything, so I don't even have to think about it. Stitch Fix sends a fix box, or should I say fit box? See what I did there? Because there's fits inside. My fix box was filled with options for when I come into the office at Smosh, especially for those shoot days when I'm changing for different channels. I'm always looking for something comfortable but trendy. I found my favorite pair of pants that fit perfectly, thank you to my Stitch Fix stylist. I like a big pant or a flare with a little top, or giant top with a little skirt. I'm very particular, but this is perfect. I feel great about what I'm wearing, and I love that I was able to try everything on at home. It saved me so much time so I can focus on other important things like this episode of Assumptions. There's free shipping and returns, no subscriptions required, which I love. Plus, get a complimentary try-on for your first fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/assumptions to get $20 off your first order, and they'll waive your styling fee. That's right, stitchfix.com/assumptions.
Okay, our next one is, I assumed the black market was a really shady and illegal flea market swap meet in town.
I think
that's so reasonable.
Like when you imagine like what it looks like in your head, like the black market, they go to the black market. It's like really dark.
Yeah, they're like in an alleyway. And they're like, hey, you want an apple?
It's a big sign that's pointing down to like a basement.
And it says black market.
Yeah.
Black market, what's like the dark web? Yeah. I thought the dark web was like so accessible as a child. I was like, oh, what if I accidentally get on the dark web?
Yeah.
I thought the dark web was really hard to get onto.
I think it's pretty easy.
I've never been there.
Yeah. No, you it's just pretty
Google
easy.
It. You can find
I've never
it.
Been
just
to
Google
either.
It.
Is it real though?
Places.
It's real.
Of course you've been on there. What have you looked at? Tell us.
Is it illegal
to just go on there just to like look at what people are doing?
I don't think so.
Can you window shop? In the black
market. Can you window shop?
Window shop
like
meth on the
check?
Dark web.
Yes. Just scroll, see the prices.
That's way too much. I'm sorry.
Hey, if I can find a better deal elsewhere, I'm going to go elsewhere.
Is the black market on the dark web?
I would assume the dark web would have a black market.
Is it like black market dark, dot dark web dot dark?
Dot gov.
I think I feel like it's probably like an Amazon, like it's like a website, like it's like a spot you can go to.
I like how we don't even have the answer.
I remember watching YouTube videos about the dark web and thinking, yeah, that it was like truly like evil. Like if you went on there, like someone would hunt you down and kill
you.
Right.
Like, that was the vibe. I still think that right now.
No, that was a vibe.
Like the Matrix, like you're entering the Matrix.
No, yeah, like literally just you going on it, like someone will like find your IP address and like come and kill you. But really it's like people just like selling like drugs and weapons illegally.
I still have that fear of just random things that the government's going to come and arrest me. And I don't know what instilled that in me. No. I was worried about like my voting like space because I moved, but I stayed within the same thing. So it actually was okay. But I was like, oh, but I moved. And I was like, they're going to come and kill me.
The government's
going to kill me.
Truly. And then there's all these YouTubers that make like, I bought a car on the dark web. Let's see what shows up. And it's like content for kids.
Right. It's like, what?
I'm also going to be looking very closely at these comments to see who knows about the dark web.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's a reasonable thought.
I think it's totally reasonable.
Yeah. Reasonable.
Especially because we still don't have an answer for it. So
no.
Our next one is awesome. I believed that airbags were designed to finish you off in a car accident.
Oh my God.
I was always told I couldn't sit up front because I was too small and the airbags would kill me. So I took that and assumed if you didn't die in a car accident, the airbags finished the job.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
The car just makes a judgment like, nah, we're gonna kill you.
Holy shit.
I mean, They could, sure.
No, I get that. I remember thinking that airbags were, like, incredibly dangerous as a kid and that, like, yeah if an airbag deployed, like, it was going to really, like, hurt me. Like, I didn't understand that it was, like, safety feature.
Funny.
I was so confused about it, too, because, yeah, I was, like, I was not allowed to sit in the front seat. And I was like, why? Like, it feels like the safest area. You're closest to the driver. And then it was like, no, the airbag. See, look, it's right there. It's right there. And it's like, it says airbag on the car. And you're like, oh.
Like, why did they have them in here?
Yeah. Why, what was with all the fear mongering against airbags? I guess if you're small, they'll
hurt little,
you.
Your little bones will break more. Because people will break a clavicle either from the seatbelt or like an arm injury from the airbag deployment.
Yeah,
it's
I think it's the height.
Yeah.
Like, I think it deploys, like, if you're a kid, it deploys right at your face.
Oh, yeah. That could snap a neck, probably. So. It's because the purpose of airbags isn't to, like, prevent injury. It's preventing injury, but it's preventing an injury that's worse than the one you are going to get from the airbag.
Sure, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. What do we think? Reasonable? Very reasonable.
Reasonable.
IMO.
Reasonable. I mean, it's reasonable because it's kind of real.
I think it's kind of crazy that it's like, oh, this is built to kill you. It's crazy. But the fear of an airbag is not crazy.
All right, our next one. If you swallowed gum, it would take 7 years for you to crap it out.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. That one I thought would be the most common one.
That and like the watermelon seed to growing into a watermelon in your tummy, thanks to Rugrats.
Right. Yeah.
You would know this.
No, I know.
Oh, you do?
I watch Rugrats, yeah.
Aww. Yeah, I believe that for a long time.
Oof. I mean, how, we didn't have any evidence to prove otherwise.
I would just eat the seeds and then be scared.
Speaking of this, Patrick, who edits this channel, said that my grandma told me that if I ran through the sprinklers, grass would start growing out of me.
What?
What is it with kids and believing that things are going to grow inside them?
I think it's just parents being like, what can I tell them so that they won't do
that's
this?
Terrifying.
I used to suck them sprinklers. because the sprinkler water tasted better than normal. Metal water tasted very good.
I drank out of the hose.
I put my mouth on that thing. Yeah.
No, you're right. You're real for
that. I mean, I drink out of the hose, but as last resort, not as a sweet little treat.
No, it was a treat.
I liked how sharp the water felt on my face and my cheeks.
Lead.
Yeah, that was really nice.
But the gum thing, I thought it's like, someone's like, no, it's not 7 years. It's like 1 year. And then it's like, no, it just digests like a normal thing. Like your stomach breaks things down. And if it doesn't break down, it just moves on to the next step.
Yep.
And you shit it out.
Yep. I mean, I guess if you eat a bunch of gum, it'll block your intestines up and then maybe it will be in there for 7 years.
Yeah.
You have to eat a lot of gum for that.
So much gum.
Yeah. I was lucky eating gum when I was a kid, though. I love eating gum.
Like swallowing it?
You get like flavorful gum and I would just like eat it as a kid. But then it was like the flavor, like whenever it was done being flavorful, I'd just swallow it and I'd pop another piece in.
Damn.
And then I'm just chewing on it.
Oh, wow.
What was your go-to? Fruit Stripe?
Oh, I love Fruit Stripe. What was the one, the gum in the little tin? It was like the Band-Aids. Anyone?
I think that was the Fruit Stripe with the zebra prints.
The zebra was...
That's Fruit Stripe.
Loved
I don't know.
Those.
Ouch.
And then there was...
Because they looked like Band-Aids. Yeah.
What's the one that came out in the big roll?
Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba is the chunky.
Hubba Bubba does bubble tape.
And then of course there's Bubblicious.
Yeah, Bubblicious. I prefer Hubba Bubba personally.
I prefer Hubba Bubba as well.
The green one.
So do you think this was reasonable?
The gum one? I mean, because we were told that. Because some of these sound like, what's like, oh, this was just my own little assumption in my head. But I feel like everyone,
we were told this.
Like the Harbinger situation where it's like, careful. If you eat this gum, it's in your body for 7 years.
Yeah.
Careful, if you run through, it's like, I feel like people just make something up because they don't want you to do it because it's annoying to them. So they're like, you're going to turn into grass.
The grass one is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
Another one.
I used to believe that whenever I saw something in black and white, I assumed that's how people used to see. And sometime in the 70s, when color photos and TV became a thing, people got to see color magically. I believed this one.
You did? Do you believe it?
I do believe it. I truly thought this for a long time.
Yeah.
Like until I was like a little too old to like have believed this.
I think that's fine. Yeah.
Because I think you're seeing... Thank you, Ian.
Yeah.
I think because you just see all of this, you know, black and white footage... And no one tells you.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with like Greek and Roman statues. Like we all think that they were white, And like a lot of movies show them as being white, but they were actually like all colored, like really colorful.
Statues were?
Yeah, painted and stuff.
They were painted?
Yeah, they it's looked just, like
over
people.
Time they-
The paint went away?
Paint went away.
Oh my God, wait, they were painted?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I wanna see. Yeah.
Like bright colors.
Send me
too.
Back.
All right.
I wanna know, what? Like, give me an example. Like, was David, like, they painted his penis?
I don't know about, I don't think
dude,
David.
What color was the tip?
I don't know if David was painted. But, like, all the sort of, like, the statues outside the Roman Colosseum and all those, like, they were all painted like
real
people.
Oh, yeah, I get that. That makes sense.
Which, all that to say, if you've only seen things in black and white before 1940, yeah, sure. Like, I think it's okay to assume that everything was in black and white.
Yeah, I think, like, as kids, I think I remember once assuming that and then being made fun of ferociously by my older siblings.
Yeah, my dad made fun of me.
What?
When I was like, yeah, so they were all, so everything was black and white back then?
Yeah.
He was like,
what?
It's like, you idiot.
You idiot.
Dummy.
So I'm going to say this one's dumb only because I believed it myself and I think it's pretty dumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's my vote.
That's
but
fair.
It's truly just lack of info. Next one. When I saw memorials for car crash victims on the side of the road,
no.
I assumed they were not only memorials, but actual graves. Like someone died and the ambulance got there, saw someone was dead, and the paramedic was like, well, time to start digging, boys.
I think I thought that too.
Whoa. I think I thought that too for a long time.
That would be kind of awesome if it were the truth. Like, if it was just like,
we had to be buried right where we died.
Is it any crazier than loading a bunch of dead bodies in a row in a designated area?
No.
It is weird how we're so organized.
I think we should start a new rule where we get buried where we
exactly
die.
Exactly where we die. We yeah. Hospitals hate to see you.
I know. They're like,
oh, I hope I die in my bathroom.
Yeah. It's not younger. A high percentage that we will.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10/1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Die in our bathrooms?
Is it?
I don't know.
Just,
what were you saying?
Everyone's just,
just ferocious like Elvis, shits. Elvis was buried in a bathroom.
God, dark. Well, yeah. Since we all believed it, we're not going to call it dumb.
No.
Yeah. Not dumb.
Not dumb. All right, our next one. I used to think women just had kids randomly, and the amount that they would have was random too, just because they always seem so surprised to be pregnant.
Huh.
Okay.
I guess I get this one.
It's like the stork without the stork. It's like, right. I believe in the process of the stork, but I don't believe it's a bird. Like, they just show up.
This is just someone who didn't know sex was real.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this is just someone missing the puzzle piece of sex. Yeah.
Right. I have a sibling who thought babies were stored in the boobs as well.
That's a new place for babies to be stored.
They're not.
Hey, bud.
That's the second and third cylinder.
It's not stored.
Oh, yeah, I feel so about this one. No, it's not much.
No, it's just stupid as fuck.
I think it's just unfortunately like when with how crappy sex education can be in our country.
That's real.
100%. You never know
yeah.
where.
That's real.
Yeah. Like I think I thought getting pregnant, your genitals just had to touch.
Sure.
For real. Yeah.
And it, like,
yeah.
Or like the hot tub thing where like you could get pregnant from being in a hot tub.
Right.
I remember being a kid and anytime like in a movie or something I'd hear like sleeping with. And I was always like, are you like, because also in like the Bible growing up, it was like, oh, like Abraham lay with his wife. And I was like, is all you have to do like sleep in the same bed?
Right. I think I thought that too.
Sinful, yeah. Like to sleep in the same bed as someone?
Yeah. And then Sims showed me otherwise.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You got to go like this.
Go under the sheets like that. Yeah.
All right. Our next one is, I thought life was fair.
Oh, honey.
I think we've all been there.
I think that's a hella stupid assumption. That's stupid because the second I started being upset about something as a kid, I would go, that's not fair. And then they go, well, life isn't fair.
Yeah. Like, aww. Yeah, I feel like it's a mean thing to tell a kid. I don't know.
That life's not fair?
Yeah.
No, it's a cop-out.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a non-argument to make people confused.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It's just like, we're done talking about it.
Yeah.
Life's not fair. It's like, I want the toy. And it's like, you're not having the toy. All right, our next one's scaring me. I knew some parts of the human body were temporary. My baby brother's umbilical button fell off, and bigger kids lost their baby teeth. So I assumed that the reason my baby brother had a penis and I didn't was because mine had already fallen off.
That's awesome.
Dude, my penis fell off.
My penis fell off.
I love the lore, the like confusion where I think Shane talks about how he thought everyone had penises.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like that stuff's so funny to me.
What is an umbilical button?
So that's like, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, you know, they snip the cord and they like tie it off. Well, that little piece of like the umbilical cord,
it stays there.
It like stays there for a little bit, and then it falls eventually off or falls comes off eventually.
When the child's belly button, like their actual closes, that then becomes like dead skin essentially,
like a skin
and falls off.
Okay, why didn't I know about this?
I didn't know about it either, but it makes so much sense.
Yeah,
because in movies, I'm always like, I just see him like snip the umbilical cord, and then
all of a sudden,
I'm like, how does that become a belly button? I'm like,
I don't get that.
Like, what are we?
I only knew because I had younger siblings, and I saw it, and it freaked me out. I think I have phobia shit with belly button opening and stuff. So like,
I also don't like my belly button to be observed or utilized in
or touched or being around.
I kind of would love not to have belly buttons or fingernails, I'm gonna be honest.
Why haven't we evolved to nipples? Have that go away more?
We'll get there in like 5 million years.
Yeah.
Go away! And then our DNA will know in the next period.
Well, we still have an appendix, and what the heck do we need that thing for?
To look things up.
You know?
Hey. That was outstanding.
How about that?
That was sick.
Hey,
we
got to
move on after that.
Yeah, we got to move. That was the end of that one.
We got to end on a high note there.
When I was little, I used to think that being lost meant that there were trees everywhere. Because in cartoons and stuff, when characters got lost, they would be in the wilderness or something.
Like in the woods, yeah. Mm.
So whenever my family was driving somewhere with a lot of trees, I just assumed we were lost.
That's really funny.
I love that.
As a kid, I understand, like, you could think that. Like, yeah.
That's right. It's so cute, like, when you're young, you just associate one thing with another and you have no other evidence or information. So you're just like, that's it.
Yeah, you're like, thanks, and you cinema.
It's all movies and TV that we, like, get all this stuff from. I saw a tweet, sorry, that I was on Twitter. Sorry.
Whoa.
I saw a tweet that was like, I think kids don't like vegetables because so many cartoons make vegetables seem bad.
Right.
I can believe that.
Yeah, so you just like adapt to what you're given. I don't
100%.
Know. Did anyone ever get lost as a kid?
Yeah, I was skiing and I like took a side little path down the mountain and there was like a lot of powder and I fell and I kind of just got stuck by my butt and I couldn't get my skis off because they were stuck. And so I was just kind of sitting there like this for a while. And I was a kid and I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't really understand like the gravity of the situation. So I was like, well, I'm sure eventually I'll be able to wiggle out or someone will come by. And I just sat there until probably like an hour later, my friend came. And he was like, dude, what are you doing? And I was like, I can't get up. And then he's like, oh, shoot. And he like tried to like, and he managed to like get one of my skis free. And then we sort of like, we got me out.
You were going to die there.
I got you.
I was like, were your toes feeling normal still?
You didn't ask for help from anyone?
I was like on a little side path and it was like, there wasn't anyone going by and I wasn't shouting for help because I was like, oh, I'm fine. Like, I feel fine. And then like I get back and like my parents, like, we were like about to call search and rescue. Like, we didn't know where you were. I was like, oh, no. I'm chilling. Like, Carson came and got me.
That is really wild.
Yeah.
So you're just like this.
I literally was just like sitting in a snowbank like this. And I was like no phone, no nothing. I was just sitting there.
Just
I was like,
vibes.
I can't get out. I'm just hanging out.
Imagine your parents like finishing a Bloody Mary being like, we were just about to call. We were just about to call. I swear.
My parents were like very chill. They were like, where were you? They were like, what was going on? We were about to like call someone. And I was like, I was just sitting there.
Do you have an older sibling?
I do.
Older sibling.
That's why.
Wow. You fell in.
Yeah.
You got lost.
If you're a younger sibling, they're like, oh, I was too crazy with the older one. The younger one's going to be just fine, I promise.
Yeah.
But if you're the only, my mom would be like,
oh! Yeah.
If it was like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was left at the park many times.
All right. Our next one. I was raised Christian and learned what heaven was before space. So when I was little, I thought heaven was up in the clouds and that was just it. When I learned about space and then astronauts, I assumed they just flew up through heaven to get to space, like they had some divine transit pass.
Mm. Cool.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, that tracks.
Yeah. No, I had a similar thing. I just thought that when I heard heaven, I like knew space existed. And I thought that God was just kind of up there in space somewhere, where it was like out there somewhere in the cosmos is like heaven exists, like almost not as like a planet, but it's just kind of this thing that's out there that's in space.
Well, and all the media that we like consumed showed like God and angels like up in the clouds. So like, why would we not think
that
heaven,
right there.
Heaven was like up there?
Yeah, I think I assumed like when there was like a boring like little cloud in the sky, I was like, that's not heaven. But when there was like a bangarang sunset and the clouds were popping off, heaven's here.
Yeah,
like, oh, there it is. Like as if like that's where you kind of go. And then it's like this infinite space within that was heaven. But like that's happening over there in the sky. So if I, for some reason, wanted to go to space, I would just not go at the heaven part.
You'd wait for heaven
and
to pass.
Go for.
Yeah.
Like because like where the sunset was as a kid, it was always over there. And so if I wanted to go to space, I would just go that way.
That makes sense. That tracks.
Because space opens.
Yeah.
I like that. Stupid?
No, understandable. Understandable.
I think as a child that grew up, you know, like learning about heaven and they are not clear on where or what it is.
Sure.
So it's like as a kid, it's like you just know that it's not on Earth and it's somewhere up there. So like I get it. It makes sense.
All right. Our next one. I thought, parentheses, because my mom told me as a child, that the rumble strips on the side of the highway were for blind people who were driving, so they knew when they were going off the road.
Okay.
I mean, unfortunately, I believed this until I took driver's ed.
Oh.
Outstanding.
That's awesome.
The kind of lies I want to tell my kid.
That's great.
I'm on board until they said I believed it until I was in driver's ed.
Right.
Because you're taking driver's ed at what? Like 15, 16? Like at that point, surely you have to know that blind people aren't driving cars.
Yeah, there are other factors of driving car that don't involve left or right. There's like start and stop.
Front back. Yeah. Hit person, don't hit person.
Yeah. I'm all for more accessible driving experience.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
If we can find ways for self-driving cars.
I mean, we got Waymo and stuff now, so
yeah,
let them drive. All right. Our next one is insane and I don't get it. And you'll see why. Animated movies are filmed just like normal movies. They just wait for the time of day when everyone looks animated.
What?
Wow.
You know, animation o'clock, animation 30.
Hmm.
I don't know.
What did this person witness in their life? Where they were like, oh, it's cartoon o'clock.
Maybe their dad was like Wile E. Coyote or something. That's
just
crazy.
Growing up and being like, why haven't I turned animated yet?
Yeah.
God, when am I going to be animated?
I think I used to think there was another world where all of this was happening. Like different animated, because Nickelodeon made it so cool in those in-betweens or like Cartoon Network where you'd see all the
big
cartoons
crossover.
Mixed together, like on like their ads before going into shows, like Boomerang. You'd see them all in one space. I wonder if, but my siblings were so mean to me. Like they would lie to me all the time. And so they'd probably tell me like the Boomerang area. I think I remember them saying like, yeah, that's a real place.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
That's crazy.
Like, God. I feel like I remember that.
You had all these people telling you lies.
So then what the hell time was it when Who Framed Roger Rabbit was being filmed?
That's like on the cusp.
On the
desk. They didn't have a lot of time to film. They had so that shot for years.
Magic
and years.
Hour.
Yeah.
I remember being a kid and watching, I feel like it was probably like Fairly Odd Parents and seeing like kind of the black, like chunky line outline of the characters. And thinking at one point, like, I wonder why, like, we don't have outlines, like, on me, like, why I don't have,
a black outline
around me. Like, why do they have those? But, yeah, it's just so that the characters had shapes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go full on stupid with this one.
Okay.
Tis a bit stupid. The time of day.
The time of day.
This is like, how did you get there? I used to think all animals swallowed their food whole. It didn't occur to me that animals could chew.
What?
Yeah, I agree. I didn't understand the concept of like an animal, like a predator animal tearing at meat to eat. I think I thought they
a snake.
Or like took big bites. Like the arm.
Yeah. But then you see like a dog being given like a dog cake. And by you, I mean me last night on TikTok. Like they're like, happy birthday, dog. And the dog's got like, you know, giant eyes because it's like a dog cake, right? And she just goes, hum. Anyway, so I'm like, that dog didn't chew.
Yeah.
There's some truth to this.
I think there is. And then like watching like, you know, nature documentaries, sharks. If you see like a shark eat something, it like goes and just kind of like, and then it's like gone.
Dude.
It's like, and it's...
Oh my God, yeah, like seeing those great white sharks that had a whole tire in their stomach. Mm. I think I still have this assumption that like, there was a scuba diver that was in a shark for like days.
What?
Wasn't there a news story? Can you look it up, Mike? There was a news story where a person survived being inside of a shark. Or maybe I'm crazy.
There was a guy that got swallowed by a whale, but the whale like spit him back out
pretty quick.
Yeah. That's
in the Bible. I've heard about that one.
I literally picture the inside of a shark just being like a cave.
Sure.
They open their mouth and it's just cave.
Oh yeah, you can like light a little fire and you're just like
It's like, you know, did you guys ever have a toy shark in the bath when you were a kid and you'd look inside and it was just there until the end?
Yeah.
That's how I still picture it.
Mm. I think in a way that's probably pretty accurate.
Because whale sharks, have you ever been near a whale shark?
Sure.
In real life?
Well, no.
Not in real life. When they open, it looks like that.
Yeah. That's cool.
Imagine getting in there.
Yeah. You should go in there.
It's like just a big gaping hole. It's not like, because they don't have like, when a whale like has like a hinge on its mouth, a whale shark is just like, see like the giant gills.
Yeah,
I think it'd be kind of fun to get sucked inside for like just a second.
Only if I had like a katana kind of or something sucked. To like,
oh no,
you know, like a well, no,
maybe just like something to just kind of like pry it open. You know, we don't need a slice.
Are you getting, like, no. The go, excuse me?
Yeah, tap.
Oh, I mean that'll be.
I am not a krill.
It's last resort if I have to like, you know, like if you're like slaying a dragon or something.
Just light your torch. Inside.
Well, I think their gills might be big enough that you could probably just squeeze out of them. I like genuinely, I think
like
they're big enough to-
Like stand tall and open.
Like you could just get out of its gills. I might be crazy for thinking that, but in my head I'm like, their gills are gigantic. Like I feel like you could slip out.
There's like marine biologists that are watching this and shaking out of anger.
Are we dumb or, I think we're dumber than the assumptions.
I'm dumb.
Now we're dumber than the assumptions.
I want to believe that though. I want to believe that, so.
We need to do assumptions whale shark.
I need to find this story.
There's a related story, Courtney, of a kayaker who was swallowed by a humpback whale.
Yes. Right, but the whale spit him out.
And he spit him out.
40 seconds.
Yeah. That's newer.
That's the one I know about. That was recent, guys.
Help me in the comments. Does a guy get survived in shark for 3 days?
Does a guy get survived in shark?
The 3 days is pretty damning.
I'm thinking, when I think of that, I'm like, oh, like Star Wars style with the bantha, and he like cut him open and lived in him.
Now I'm just thinking about sharks, like, whoop.
Okay, this next one is fun. I thought that people's faces kept shedding until you got your actual face. I expected to get a huge nose with my final form.
Whoa.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
It's like the movie Uglies, you know? Like, you get to be, sorry, the hit movie Uglies.
Yeah, I don't know.
That movie was really ugly.
I read the book when I was a kid.
They're all like ugly until they turn 18 and then they get made hot.
Okay. They get made hot and stupid.
That sounds nice.
I think I couldn't perceive my face slowly, gradually changing over time to look more mature. So I thought that at a certain point I would have an adult face. Like it would kind of pop off.
That's what I thought, but about like my body. I was like, am I going to be like a kind of chubby child forever? When do I get my adult man body where I'm like fit and, you know, proportional?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't happen.
I think it's a reasonable-ish assumption. Yeah. I mean, you see snakes shed their skin. Our teeth fall out and big adult teeth
fall out.
Belly button.
I think when I was a kid, I thought like one day I would kind of just be able to grow a beard. like it wasn't going to be something where it kind of comes in over time and you start to grow more and more. I kind of thought it was going to be like, oh yeah, like one day I'm just going to like, I'm going to like have more hair. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to start growing a beard.
I feel like that happens to some people. Like you see those seventh graders with like a full blown mustache.
Suddenly, and you see Baby No Money's beard. That thing looks insane. It looks like Baby No Money. His beard, it's like, I talked to him on Assumptions about it. I was like, that thing looks unreal how it's so connected. Mm. But like, I feel like when we're taught as kids, like how body hair and like all these changes will happen, we're just kind of told that they appear. But it's like, I feel like with beards, no one's taught like, you're going to start and it might not connect in places and maybe it'll, and then it'll get stronger.
No.
Like you just kind of get told, you will have beard. And everyone's like afraid of this thing.
Mine's still figuring out how it's going to connect.
Same.
And
one day
it'll
get there. One day it'll get there.
You guys all, look at you three. Y'all have great facial hair.
Yes. And our last one is that adults had it all figured out and knew exactly what they were doing.
Real.
Yeah. I mean, we all thought our parents were like,
Mm-hmm.
I think our parents thought that. I think that our parents thought they had it all figured out.
Maybe. You know what I mean? Don't know.
Fair.
Yeah. I definitely remember, like, I don't remember what brought me there, but I do remember going like, wait, my mom is just like me, but older?
Yeah.
I mean, like, my dad's just me, but older? What? But then recently, like, maybe like 4 years ago, I was like, I'm not an adult. Like, my friends are adults. Like, they have big money jobs. And I just around on YouTube. Like, I'm not an adult. And then my friend was like, yeah, I didn't have my deed to my car, so I just took it to a like a place that just ripped it apart for like $20. I don't know. And then he had a baby. And I was like, oh, we're chilling.
Yeah.
We're all chilling.
Yeah.
It like broke my thing of like, oh, my friends that, you know, have this big money job, they're just also me. It's fine. Yeah. We're all just figuring it out.
I, for the longest time, thought, oh, every adult knows better than me and I need to believe everything that they say no matter what. And then you just kind of slowly see the cracks. And like, I think something about when you hear parents talk shit about each other, you're like, oh, so like we're all just,
you're messy just like me.
Like that very much shattered that. And then when you get jobs and your literal boss, who's supposed to be the epitome of authority, starts being a little I'm so sorry, I didn't mean you know, like, oh my god, I see how you, no, I'm talking about like jobs.
At my Jimmy John's job that I had, I was like, oh, Jim's like drinking, that's cool.
When I worked at a play place, you know, play places, and like the boss was there, I was like, this is f***ing for real, are you serious?
Right. You're in charge of us?
Yeah, okay, buddy. And you're like, wow. And then that's very, it's kind of a big learning moment. It also can feel really scary when you're like, oh, I actually, sometimes you can't trust anyone with like leading you and trusting.
It kind of
like
makes you doubt everything.
Yeah, it's
when
a
you
big
first
moment.
Get that. Yeah.
I feel like I remember like when my dad would tell me stories about when he was younger and I started connecting the dots on like age and stuff. And I'm like, I think he was dumber than I was when I was like in my early 20s.
I've been fishing those out of my parents lately. I'm just like, so tell me another story about when you guys were young.
I love it. Yeah. Good.
Like,
that's awesome.
My brother and I fought all the time when we were younger, but like my dad and my uncle like got the cops called on them because my uncle is chasing my dad down their street throwing steak knives at him.
Oh my god.
I never did that. Like my brother
and
I
their
fought,
kids doing
and
that?
Yeah, they're kids. They're like in high school and he's just chasing him down the street throwing steak knives
for
at him.
For fun?
And I think they were mad.
What is this?
Yeah,
so like Mario? I'm like, damn, you're throwing the hammer. Yeah. It's like, holy
the
shit.
Hammer bros.
Yeah, no, and they were like, the neighbor called the cops on him.
Yeah.
Like, I never did anything
that
stupid.
Good reason. That's so, yeah.
Gosh.
You're like,
yeah,
I
you
never did
attempted
that.
Murder on your brother?
No, I never was throwing knives at my brother.
That's wild.
All right, and those are the silly, dumb little things that you did as a kid that we thought were silly and stupid, but we also did as well.
Mm-hmm.
I love that sentence I just said. Hey, thanks for watching here on Smosh Alike. We've got other stuff. Watch it. We love you. And now leave.
Yeah, that's a solid intro if I ever did hear one.
Is that good? Did we like that?
Oh, ask your parents a story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
ask your parents to share some stories about when they were younger. And get your voice, if you're like in your like 20s and like they're like maybe a little older, take your voice recorder out and like secretly just record them telling the story so
amazing.
That when you're older, you can listen back to it. I have done that a few times.
That's awesome.
That's smart.
I love that. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Have you guys ever been listening to a song on the radio and then like look at the car next to you and see that they're listening to the same song?
Whoa. No, but I
what
love
a special
that.
Moment.
One time I was like being an annoying teenage daughter and was like screaming this like Taylor Swift song in the car with my family. And I looked to my car, to the car to our left, and it was another teenager. And I was like, I'm not original.
Oh, you took it as a negative
moment?
She
also was doing the same thing, just like in the middle of the car, like, la, la, la. And I was like, oh no.
Baby's first existential crisis.
Yeah, a little bit. So fun, so fun.
I was listening to Super Bass. This actually happened literally yesterday. I was listening to Super Bass and I was going crazy.
That's awesome that you were listening to Super Bass yesterday.
And I was like at a stoplight and I was doing this. And then I look in my like rear view and I see the person in the car behind me, I think is like, they were going like this and like, I think they were cheering me on. I'm choosing to take it as a positive.
They probably love to see it.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm experiencing joy right now. I'm going to choose to believe that they are too.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,